Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 7:45. The Republican candidate for governor of New Mexico has signed a pledge to oppose any tax increases if elected. Congressman and gubernatorial contender Steve Pierce confirmed Monday his commitment to conservative activist Grover Norquist's famous pledge against any tax increases if elected governor. In a written statement, Pierce said that, quote, raising taxes would make a desperate situation even worse, describing his approach to stemming outflows of people, business, and jobs from the state. Tax policy analysts warn that the tax pledge eventually could limit Pierce's budget balancing options and potentially lead to abrupt state spending cuts. Pierce's opponent, Congresswoman and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Michelle Lujan Grisham, is promising to change New Mexico's reputation as the heroin capital of the nation. In a 30-second video advertisement released Tuesday, Lujan Grisham says opioids and crime are all problems across New Mexico and that as governor, she would force pharmaceutical companies to, quote, stop pushing opioids and start paying for treatment. Lujan Grisham's ad also said that the state reduced overdoses through treatment when she was Secretary of Health without citing statistics. What if big telecom isn't the only game in town for internet service? Member-owned cooperatives and community networks are springing up around the country, and what's more, they're making net neutrality, unthrottled access to an open net, a core value. Marisa DeMarco reports.
Jose Lovato is driving out to a Kit Carson Electric Cooperative substation in Taos that's also a hub for their broadband network. He helped lead the charge to bring reliable internet service to the mountainous regions of northern New Mexico when major telecom companies just wouldn't do it.
I was very fortunate to be out there on the first connections. That was the most rural town, which was in Amalia, straight north of here.
Amalia is near the Colorado border, and Lovato grew up in neighboring Costilla. Both towns have about 200 residents.
And able to see them get internet this type of speeds for the first time ever was monumental. I was ecstatic, and this is a community that my mother was from.
Today, Lovato's the co-op's outside plant manager and fiber optic systems engineer. When he started working through how to bring reliable broadband up here, he says he was trying to level the playing field. Small towns had been struggling with internet speeds just a fraction faster than dial-up before the co-op started constructing its network 6 years ago.
My dad never used a computer up until I put a fiber optic line to his house, and now I can't get him off of Craigslist. So it's little things like that that they have grown from that they never had before.
Co-op members down through Taos Pueblo and Taos, Picaris Pueblo, and Las Trampas are getting fast, reliable service for less than what most customers are paying in bigger cities.
The people own the network, so if they want to see changes, they get a vote and tell us what they like to see and what they don't like seeing. So it's them having their voice.
Co-ops and do-it-ourselves community projects are inspiring other people to build networks that they control, especially as net neutrality protections disappear. Motherboard, a Brooklyn-based multimedia publication, has been covering telecom monopolies for years, looking at how even customers in cities are forced to pay high rates for slow or unreliable service, if there's service at all. Jason Kebler is Motherboard's editor-in-chief.
What we've seen is people who are frustrated in a lot of these cities that are underserved have started building their own networks. So these are small community groups that have been buying a connection and then giving it away for free or really cheap to the local community.
On the day the FCC voted to do away with net neutrality rules, Motherboard announced it would build its own network based in its Brooklyn headquarters. The plan is to document every step of the process, so anyone who wants to can build an alternative network. Kebler is hoping it will be up and running this summer.
We are trying to do it as bare bones as possible because we want people to be able to do the same thing if they don't have a huge budget. What we are imagining is that this is the type of thing that a community group could crowdfund.
Service can be spotty in urban environments too, just like it used to be all over Taos County. 40% of people in Detroit don't have access at home, and advocates there say it's a civil rights issue. So neighborhoods have been building their own wireless networks.
Ultimately, this is sort of about digital freedom and internet access equality. One way to make this recent ruling by the FCC irrelevant is if a lot of these smaller networks pop up all over the country.
Co-ops in New Mexico that offer broadband are making the same choice to provide unhindered access to the net. At the Kit Carson Co-op in New Mexico, leaders there have vowed to preserve neutrality on their network, too.
We've arbitrarily chosen not to do any type of speed throttling or to do any type of price gouging against our customer base or our member base because this is their network.
Andrew Gonzalez is the telecom manager for Kit Carson.
As a member-owned cooperative, we're much different than a investor-owned telecommunications company where it's about return on investment and bottom line.
Gonzalez says Kit Carson won't discriminate against any neighborhood or area based on class, and it won't arbitrarily spike rates. The co-op's mission is to serve everyone. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.